Last week, US President Donald Trump issued an executive order on preventing online censorship, claiming it as a protection of free speech. The move comes as a response to Twitter's fact-checking of his claims about voter fraud on mail-in ballots. So social media companies, including Twitter, are facing new implications around how they can be held accountable, while ideas of fairness and power are being hotly debated. To tell us more, we are joined by Michael Douglas, Senior Lecturer in Law from the University of Western Australia. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, to talk about this, Trump's executive order effectively it narrows down the protections afforded to social media companies. But can you explain to us what it's all about?
Yeah, sure. So for a little bit of context, your listeners would be aware that Trump likes to tweet quite a lot. And some of the things he tweets are contrary to the sort of content that Twitter would ordinarily permit on its service. So anytime any of us use social media, we do so after clicking I agree to things we don't read. And buried in that stuff are lots of terms about codes of conduct and not saying things that hurt people and not being racist and so on and so forth. And ordinarily, if anyone, one of us, writes something ridiculous or clearly racist or whatever, our account can get shut down. The content can get deleted and so on. But when Trump's doing it, when the president's doing it, it puts them in a real awkward place because they kind of have to pick, all right, well, do we uphold our usual standards or do we just let this one through? And so they're trying to find a weird middle ground in recent weeks whereby they're not deleting Trump's content, but they're attaching labels to his tweets, which make him look pretty silly, in my opinion. And Trump is very, very upset with that. So that's a bit of the background. They're putting fact-check labels, basically saying or suggesting or implying that Trump isn't telling the truth in a few of his tweets.
Yeah.
And in response to that, Trump made this order about Section 230.
It's pretty interesting. And if you haven't at home, hop on Twitter and you can see the little flags just underneath it saying, this is not part of Twitter's conduct. And it's really quite interesting. So what does this Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996, what does that actually do? What has that actually done?
Sure. Well, it's part of the federal law of the United States, so it's not Australian law. Mm-hmm. What it does, or what it has done, is that it provides certain companies with a very special status. They essentially enjoy a shield from liability, and that means it's really hard to sue them over content they host. So who am I talking about? I'm talking about the companies behind your favorite internet platforms. So the companies behind Facebook, Twitter, Google, and so on. But ISPs, so the people who give you internet, you can't sue them over what is actually on the internet. Or either you can, but they'll enjoy liability under this section.
Right.
It's not an absolute immunity. They don't get covered from everything, but they enjoy really broad protections and broader than we would afford equivalent companies in Australia. And so what Trump's basically saying is, The premise, well, he's not saying this, but this is the rationale. he's saying the premise underlying these companies getting immunity is that they're meant to be impartial. The gist of Section 230 is don't shoot the messenger. They're here doing a good job allowing us to get content. If content is objectionable, we should go after the person who actually wrote the content. Whereas Trump is saying, well, you guys now fact-checking stuff, you've become a political player. And so you shouldn't get that broad immunity anymore, meaning they can potentially get sued big time.
Okay, I see. So before a user could write something that might be incorrect or against code of conduct, and that would be on the user, it wouldn't be on Twitter for them saying that. But now Trump's come in and said, if they're going to fact check and flag all these things, then they should also be held accountable.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's trying to do anyway, but it's made really complicated by US constitutional law. And for listeners out there who are US constitutional law experts, I apologize for butchering it. It was my Australian interpretation of it. But long story short, the US, like Australia, has a separation of powers. So the legislature, the parliament or Congress for them, does certain things. The judiciary, so courts do certain things. And over there, the executive, being the president, does certain things. We have an executive too, but it's a bit mixed up over here. Anyway, so in the US, Congress's job is to make legislation and to mess with it. And that's what Section 230 is. It's legislation.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court, or the judiciary's role, is to interpret legislation. But with this executive order, Trump is kind of cutting the cheese of both the legislature and the judiciary in that he's saying, well, I'm going to direct every federal agency to interpret it in this way, which is something that the judiciary is supposed to do. Like, it's not the executive's job to tell everyone the meaning of law. And similarly, he's basically trying to regulate away Congress's role to make law. And so I was just Googling this morning in West Australian time. It looks like it's already been challenged, and countless professors have said this is nonsense. The order is already subject to a lawsuit. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If it does go through, would it have any implications for Australians?
Yeah. So, and this is the sad thing, in that even though we like to think, oh, countries are sovereign and equal in the world, really where the money is matters a great deal. And in terms of the internet, a lot of the major players are underpinned by companies that are based in the United States. This means that the law that applies in the US really sets the tone of how those companies behave at a global level. And for a long time, because they have a First Amendment where they have this really strong protection for freedom of speech, it means that those companies are really against anything done anywhere that tries to, I guess, shut them up or hold them liable for stuff on their platforms. What it means then is that if the US is now cracking down or allowing social media companies to be liable for stuff, it means that they may implement policies which are more risk averse, which whenever they're threatened, they may say, all right, well, we'll just get rid of it, hedge our bets, so we don't have to spend millions in court defending another lawsuit. So it could mean that although Trump's doing this in the name of free speech, or so he says, this could really undermine free speech, because we might end up having policies in Australia which will result in a lot more stuff being taken off the internet.
It's quite interesting one, and obviously something that's going to be developing. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
No worries. Thanks for chatting.